The gospel reading today is we hear this blessing that is spoken of Our Lady because of her motherhood. And it is absolutely true. What you recognize in that is that motherhood is the single highest thing possible on the natural level. There is nothing higher. There is nothing greater. But the Lord takes things from the natural level and He transfers them to the supernatural level. And He points out to us that rather than simply looking at the natural level and at the blessedness of His mother because of her ability to bear, and especially the fact that she gave birth to God. So any woman who has given birth, one can say, how blessed. And yet, how much greater Our Lady's maternity. And still, as we look at what our Lord speaks, it puts it into a whole different context. Blessed rather are they who hear the word of God and keep it. So the faith is far greater even than the greatest thing on the natural level, because it's supernatural. And that is something which can be given to each and every one of us. All of us can participate in that. And that's exactly what we're called to be able to rise above what is merely natural. Even, and obviously, this is exactly what Our Lady did, even in her maternity. Certainly there is a natural element of her motherhood. There is simply the natural ability to bear children, but there is a natural aspect of her caring of her son, giving birth, and so on. Obviously, the birth was not natural, and there were lots of other elements about it that are purely supernatural, but if you just look at the natural aspect of giving birth, carrying that child, conceiving the child, carrying him, nursing him, all the things that she did, what she was able to do is turn that all into a matter of prayer. It was all about faith. It was all about charity. Now, one could say maybe that was easier for a Blessed Lady because her child is God. But it doesn't matter what the circumstances. It doesn't matter even if we're just talking about birth, which, again, that's the highest thing that anybody can do. So yeah, we can all see the blessedness of what a woman does. And yet at the same time, if that same woman is washing the baby's clothes or sweeping the floor or making dinner or whatever it is, if that is being done with faith and charity, that is actually higher than the giving of birth. Because of the motive, it becomes supernatural. Yes, again, what she's doing is on the natural level. And what she is doing may be far below what it is that is given to us in birth. But it is the faith and the charity that raise that up. And so when St. Paul, for instance, says to us, no matter what you do, whether in speech or in action, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Do it for the Lord, he said, rather than for men. That's the supernatural motive. That's something that every single one of us is capable of doing in everything that we do. Again, notice St. Paul doesn't put any distinctions on no matter what you do, anything. If it is offered to God with true charity, it now has a supernatural motive. It is raised above what is merely natural, and it can be done for a supernatural purpose. And therefore, it fits exactly into what our Lord speaks. Blessed rather are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Their motive is now higher. Now you think about that with anything, the things that you like, but think about the things you don't like. You know, maybe you don't like doing this or that chore. Maybe you feel like you're just, you know, being used. Maybe somebody is pushing you too much. Whatever it is, my boss hates me and this is why, and blah, blah, blah. Then do the things for the Lord. You can actually be at peace. You can actually be joyful in doing them, because you're not doing them merely because you're being required to, you're being forced to, you're whatever it might be. Because now it's a choice you're making to do this for a supernatural reason. And then you've got peace in the midst of it. That's what our Lord is offering for all of us. So that's the word of God, and that's the blessing that is ours if we are willing to keep it. That's the point. It's one thing to be able to know what the word of God is. It's another thing to be able to put it into practice, to allow that into our hearts and to bring that forth. So for a mother whose child isn't God, it can all still be supernatural. You're not going to give birth to God, although you are giving birth to someone made in the image and likeness of God. But all of that can be given to God. All of it can be given for God. And then every single thing that we do, no matter how big or how small, no matter how menial it might be, no matter whatever, it can all be done for God. And if we're doing it that way, now we are blessed, because we're offering to God something with a supernatural motive. That's the blessing for all of us. Our Lady certainly did that in absolutely everything she did. I said again, it might be easier for her because her son is God, but regardless, there were lots of things that she did that had nothing to do with the fact that her son is God. She did it all out of a supernatural motive. And that is something every last one of us is capable of. That is not beyond any of us. So no matter how intelligent or unintelligent you may be, no matter how talented or untalented you may be, none of that matters. None of it. Every last one of us is 100% capable of being able to do whatever it is that we're doing for a supernatural motive. All of us. So a wonderful thing to ponder. Certainly we can look to our Blessed Lady as the example. But then we have to be able to look at our own lives, look at our own situations, and ask ourselves how the Lord is asking me to conform myself so that in all things I can do this for Him.